This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
Before working outside, you should always think about wearing gloves, not only for their protective qualities, but also to keep your hands nice and clean. Let me first dispel the urban legend that we get grass stained from grass. We don't. We get it from broadleaf weeds. Sometimes we tend to pull weeds and neatly pile them up right before company comes. In Japan, I have seen them wet a garden down so it has a graceful shine and shimmer when friends are going to visit as a sign of welcome and respect. Now, I don't know, a pile of dandelions set next to the lamppost doesn't do it for me, but maybe it does for others. Okay, if you just pull those weeds barehanded, you might get some dirt under your nails and an unintended green thumb. Two separate issues, both with their own solutions, so to speak. Now, prior to pulling pigweed, first scrape your fingernails with a bar of soap. When the work is over, just wash your hands under warm water, and the dirt that's so hard to get from under your nails will now just wash away with that soap. Now remember, if you first slip on a light pair of gloves, this problem could have been avoided, but either works fine. I've used both. But for those who pull first and ask questions later, well, now you might have some brown sap or green leaf stains on your hands. Imagine this scenario. Your parents are coming over. Let's step that up a notch. Your in-laws are now coming over to discuss how they'll be writing their will, and you want to appear cool, calm, and not underhanded. What to do? Well, fortunately, you have heard this podcast and remembered watching Mary Poppins back in the day. She advocated that a spoonful of sugar, and so do I, will help the green to go down. Add a spoonful of regular sugar to hot soapy water, and this should take off even the toughest gardening stain on your hands. Truth be told, I do keep a small vegetable scrubbing brush by my kitchen sink that I use on a regular basis for my own hands. The sugar, soap, and scrub will keep you looking good when you're indeed discussing what a wonderful spouse you've been to your in-law's child. Now, I'm Jim Sellecito, reminding you that money cannot buy happiness, but somehow it's more comfortable to cry in a Mercedes than on a bicycle. I look forward to seeing you soon outside in your own yard.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com. Click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.